At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Stay tuned as I do this and some other stories. Now, let's say.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
So for the details, my name is James Shen Festo. President Mahama's disclosed that the Attorney General Dominic Anyene is drafting a proposal for cabinet consideration to ensure victims of recent past electoral violence receive fair compensation. Addressing participants at the post-2024 elections evaluation dialogue, the president stressed that those responsible for electoral violence will face justice. He also said he is committed to implementing the recommendations of the Constitution Review Committee.
Elections are by nature high-stake events. They are contests of ideas and ideologies, often influenced by deeply held convictions and competing visions for national development. While Ghana once again demonstrated its democratic resilience in the 2024 elections, culminating in a largely peaceful transfer of power, we cannot ignore that the process was marred by isolated acts of violence in some constituencies. Let me use this platform to unequivocally condemn these acts of violence and call for swift accountability for the perpetrators. I requested that the IGP expedite investigations into these acts of electoral violence and bring the perpetrators to justice.
At the same forum, the National Peace Council put forward several key proposals, including a recommendation to reduce the president appointing authority. Yes, Chairman, Most Reverend Emmanuel Fiano, outlining the council's recommendations.
1. Reform the appointing authority and power of the executive president. For example, the appointment of the Chief Justice, the appointment process of the Council of State, the appointment of the Inspector General of Police, appointment of metropolitan, municipal, and district chief executives, etc. 2. Reduce the influence of the president in the partisan appointment of the chairperson of the Electoral Commission. The Electoral Commission is appointed on the advice of the Council of State. This advice must be applied perfectly, and the eligibility criteria should be complex and robust, and enhance the independence and credibility of the Electoral Commission. 3. The moment to review the 1992 Constitution is now. We have made 2 attempts. We need strong political will to implement the recommendations that will come out of the current Constitutional Review Committee to help us cure the challenges of the 1992 Constitution.
Most Reverend Emmanuel Fiano as the chairman for the National Peace Council. Earlier was President John Dramani Mahama. Now to some other stories. Vice President of Imani Ghana, Kofi Bento, is calling for the resignation or removal of the top leadership of the Electoral Commission. Speaking on Newsfile, Mr. Bento accused the commission of inconsistencies, citing its controversial decision to rerun the Abliakum North parliamentary election. According to him, the EC's actions are eroding public trust and could compromise the integrity of the electoral process. He insists the current leadership has lost the moral authority to oversee credible elections.
All the three should go. They should resign. If they don't resign, this is one of the few cases, in fact, the only case I remember. We had our issues concerning the EC before this present EC. There were some issues during Charlotte's time. We engaged there. She was working on some of them, and then she went. In this particular case, in Charlotte's case, I wasn't happy with the removal of Charlotte and the way it went, because we predicted that if this goes this way, then every politician will come and they will keep removing people. In this case, I will be happy if they move to remove all the three. And this is not the first time I'm saying so. Because we've had this catastrophic failure, consistently this group has shown themselves incompetent and unwilling. And this is the one case where this same group, after all, I don't have the time to go through the litany of things, but here you have a situation where they have gone to court under oath and sworn that this is the problem they have. Then they come back and they shift the position. This one group is not credible. They are not competent. They should go. And I said, they should resign.
Kofi Bento is the vice president of Imani Africa. Now, the minority in parliament are demanding answers from Lands and Natural Resource Minister Emmanuel Amakufi Bua for what they say is the failing fight against Galamsey under the current president. Delivering remarks on the floor of parliament, Minority Chief Whip Frank Anodonpe insisted that the minister be hauled before MPs.
Speaker, it's heart-wrenching that farm products harvested in the areas of parts of Eastern Region and you name it, its environs. I see my respected MPs here. It is reported that mercury is found in some of these farm products. It may be true or not. It's been widely reported. Now, the Galamseyers are now heading to the main road, the Accra-Kumasi Road. It's under threat. It's under threat. Turbidity levels of our water bodies getting out of hand. We can't be silent as the people's representatives. The Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, the Honorable Amakofi Bua, who has refused, and the executive, backed by the executive, refused to bring the mining lease agreement. Anytime I raise it, majority leader was, oh, I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement. It is one thing being in agreement, and it's another thing raising the matter and convincing cabinet to ensure that this agreement is brought to this house. Why would the executive take us for granted? Up to now, it's been more than a month. Gophers are mining. 3 months. And the people's representatives have still not seen these agreements. Coupled with the fact that water bodies are being destroyed, farmlands are being destroyed with its intended effect of food security, we can't keep quiet. Amakofi Bua will find his way here. Next week, he should be the next minister on the bill. Apart from the energy minister, the lands minister should be here. Unless, of course, you are telling us that now you are not interested in the Galamsey fight, then the people of this country will know.
Also, Member of Parliament for Kwada, so Kingsley Nyaku, also raised issues with some reported missing excavators and demanded the Interior Ministry provide answers to the House.
Just this week, we've heard in the news that some territory excavators developed wings and they flew, they disappeared. And this is a warning signal that 40 excavators that were seized and placed in the custody of the police, and all of a sudden, they became like birds, and 30 of them cannot be found. There is a worrying development that we need to find answers to. With respect to you and the leader of the House, if we can get the Interior Minister here to explain what are the circumstances that led to the disappearance of these 33 excavators and their whereabouts.
Meanwhile, Majority Leader Mahama Yar'Adua, however, noted that the extent of devastation caused by illegal mining has significantly reduced.
Mr. Speaker, Galamsey activities. Indeed, it is our promise that we will deal firmly and ruthlessly with Galamsey. We have embarked on this war We have confiscated a lot of money, and you said, I can assure you, mining activities, issue activities were ongoing. In made it a major environmental sponsor, use the use of huge movements that of devastation of our environment. If we are able to stop the excavators and earth moving equipment from being used, and even just confine it to the artisanal activities of people just, you know, using pickaxes and etc., would have considerably narrowed down the extent of damage caused by Galamsey. So I'm happy and I'm confident, and I can report with all confidence that the level of devastation that we saw a year ago is no longer happening at the Galamsey sites. We are not saying that we have totally wiped out Galamsey, but we have dealt a deadly blow at Galamsey.
To some corruption-related stories now, Chief of Staff Julius Debra says, despite progress made under the National Anti-Corruption Action Plan, NACAP, it has failed to reduce actual cases of corruption. Swearing in a workshop group to draft NACAP 2, he urged them to help reverse the trend, stressing that accountability remains central to President Mahama's legacy. NACAP is Ghana's 10-year anti-corruption strategy from 2015 to 2024.
The implementation of NACAP led to the following: increased awareness of the havoc caused by corruption and available reporting mechanism, including whistleblowing, reduction in sexual harassment and sexism, supported by workplace safe reporting mechanism. Next, implementation of the National Anti-Money Laundering, Combating and Financing of Terrorism and Provocation of Weapons of Mass Destruction guidelines for banks and non-bank financial institutions in Ghana. During this period, Ghana witnessed increased operational activity from key anti-corruption and law enforcement agencies, such as the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, SRAJ, Office of the Special Prosecutor, OSP, and the Economic and Organized Crime Office, EOCO, in both administrative and criminal investigations, prosecutions, asset tracing, seizure and recovery. However, it is also worth noting that after Ghana's best performance score of 48% on the Corruption Perception Index, CPI, in 2024, the year NACAP was passed by Parliament, the implementation of NACAP from 2015 to 2024 has coincided with a downward trending of the country's CPI score to the current all-time low of 42% in the last year of the NACAP. Clearly, one could argue that NACAP has not performed too well when it comes to the actual reduction of corruption in our country. And I'm sure the evidence is out there for all Ghanaians to see. We have to reverse this trend, and I charge this group to ensure that the strategy does precisely that. This is consistent with the promise that His Excellency the President made to Ghanaians. Accountability and the fight against corruption constitute a key pillar in the legacy term of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama.
Meanwhile, Deputy Chief of Staff Nanoye Bampuadu expressed confidence in the group's capacity, urging them to combine their expertise to develop a fit-for-purpose national anti-corruption strategy too.
We have heard from the Chief of Staff about the Corruption Perception Index and 42%. Our task is to reduce corruption in Ghana, to ensure that the revenue and the resources of Ghana are used for the welfare of the people of Ghana. The composition of this group is varied, and we're hoping that you would harness your strengths for us to come up with a fit-for-purpose NACAP 2. It is very important that we reverse this trend, and it is very important that we have a strong coordinating institution that will address the reduction of corruption and reverse the trend. It is very important that we have a strategy that would work. It is important that we make use of technology. We have more institutions, we have advanced technology, and we also have global activism.
Nanoye Bampuadu is the Deputy Chief of Staff. We earlier heard from the Chief of Staff, Julius Debra. To one of our lead stories, fresh data from the Ghana AIDS Commission indicates that the Greater Accra region has recorded most HIV cases and new infections. The report also revealed over 18,000 children nationwide are reported to be living with the virus. Maxwell Aklubotu, a member of Joy News Research Desk, has more in this report.
The Greater Accra region tops the chart among all 16 regions with the highest number of persons living with HIV. Recent data from the Ghana AIDS Commission shows that the region currently has over 77,000 people living with the virus. Isaiah Doe is the Director of Research, Monitoring and Evaluation at the Ghana AIDS Commission.
Greater Accra, 77,821 out of the 334 or so people living with HIV. The greatest burden is on Greater Accra.
The data also revealed that over 18,000 children are living with the virus.
Now, children living with HIV, 0 to 14, 18,229 children living with HIV and AIDS.
Now, leading manufacturers of cement, Gassem Limited, have introduced a new brand of cement to revolutionize the construction industry in Ghana. The managing director for Gassem Limited, Dr. Frank Huber, explained that the new brand, Eco Cool, is the result of a tireless effort from the company's research team, engineers, commercial minds, and stakeholders who continuously challenged the company to do better.
So Gassem is not only the leader in quality, we also want to be the leader in sustainability. And at Gassem, we have a very clear target, a very clear CO2 roadmap that we want to be 100% CO2 neutral by 2050. So it's a very exciting day for us today to introduce our brand new cement, EcoCool, which is one of the most sustainable cements in the world.
He added that EcoCool has been positioned to serve both eco-conscious consumers and traditional builders.
So the great thing is with EcoCool, the consumer doesn't have to choose between strength and quality, durability and sustainability, because really we need both. You know, we want to build strong, beautiful homes with strong cement, but we also want to do it in a way we protect the environment. So the new product EcoCool can be used for all the applications our traditional brands are used as well, but in a much more sustainable way.
To the National Science and Maths Quiz. Now, after failing to protect Legon in last year's quarterfinals, St. James Seminary SHS says it is ready for revenge and they have found the antidote. Their warning came after a commanding performance in the Bono Ahafo Zonal Championship of the 2025 NSMQ, where they silenced Sunyani SHS on their own campus, dethroning the defending champions with a dominant 64-31 victory. There's more in this report.
The current champion,
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Yes, champion, Sunyani Senior High School, who came in this particular battle as the current title holders. They have smashed them. That's it. They have killed them.
Man, like, I'm just happy. What can I say?
Our school is the best in West Africa, so what can I say? We are supposed to win this. We've been winning this for ages.
The feeling is too great. Like, we are too happy. Like, we came last year to say they took the trophy and they're wearing so happy.
We have been meeting Presec one too often. And I think this time we have an antidote for them. So we are lying low.
Although they finished last in the final despite topping the qualifiers, Notre Dame Girls' SHS, the only all-girls' school to reach the zonal final, and for the first time in their school's history, are heading to the national championship with high expectations.
A lot of people are not feeling good about it, but then this is not the end. This is just championship, and all the champions, we are going to the nationals. That is where we are going to see who the real champion is. I mean, a lot of people take the bragging rights. We kick them out, they lose their seats. I mean, we are going to kick some people out there at the national level.
On the National Science and Maths Quiz, we end the midday news with me, James. Asian Sports Link is next with Nathaniel.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.